Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Deke, how about this? The Ravens-Steelers, did you see this? Games been pushed back to Wednesday.
To Wednesday?
Yeah.
And what do they both have the next week?
Well, the Ravens were supposed to play Thursday night football against the Cowboys. That game was already pushed to Monday. The Steelers are supposed to play Washington on Sunday. The report is that that's going to be moved to Monday also, and that we might have a triple header now.
Wow. I mean, you just wondered when it was going to finally catch up with the league, and it looks like it has started to.
Yeah, I don't know. It's nuts, but yeah, it is what it is. All right, Deke, let's get to the Browns. Wasn't pretty at times, but in the end, as they've done for most of this year, you know, in the past they found ways to lose these games. Now they're finding ways to win them.
Yeah, and I think, you know, those of us that, you know, sat through the 0-16 and 1-15 seasons, you know, we just appreciate wins. I mean, it's not our fault that, you know, that we're playing a division that is not very good, you know, in the NFC part of it. And I just think, you know, we're growing as a team. I mean, this team had no confidence coming out of those two seasons where they only won one game in the period of 2 years. And now all of a sudden, you know, you find ways to win. And that's what, you know, what building a team is all about.
Doug, let's start with your forte here, this offensive line. Boy, these guys, man, continue to grow week to week, and they're road graders, and they're making holes that at times I feel like Adam the Bull could run through at his size in age. And we've got players better than him, and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. How about this offensive line, Doug?
Well, they're playing good. I mean, I think, you know, Jedrick Wills, you know, obviously everybody was concerned about his transition from the right side to the left side, and he's held up, you know, great over there. There's a few times you'll see him get a little confused with the defense, where they'll bring somebody inside, and, you know, he'll take the responsibility there, and then all of a sudden you got the guy on the outside coming. But I think, you know, across the board, JC had a couple penalties yesterday, and I'm not sure about those penalties, but Betonio's, you know, been a solid guy ever since he's been here. Conklin's been a nice addition. And, you know, now obviously Wyatt Treader is, you know, when Dorsey traded for him, that was a steal.
Yeah, Deke, specifically on Jedrick Wills, right? Like, he's, you know, for a rookie playing left tackle, I know he's got good talent around him on the offensive line, but that's obviously a tough challenge playing that position as a rookie, and he's really held up well. How good do you think he can be?
Well, I think he can be real good. I think, you know, the one thing about it is, you know, your rookie year, you see a lot of different things, and, you know, you're just – a lot of things are going through your head, and, you know, you're just trying to get the job done. But once, you know, you go back in the off season, you watch the film, and you say, oh, geez, I got to work on this, I got to work on that. I mean, he's got a very high ceiling. I mean, he's very athletic. He's got a bit of a nasty, you know, streak to him. I've seen him cut some guys on the line of scrimmage. You know, so he plays to win, and he comes from a school where, you know, they plan on winning, Alabama.
Doug, how do you think Stefanski's done this year? I mean, I was critical of a couple decisions on Sunday, yesterday, I should say. The challenges, I didn't love those, but, I mean, for the most part, this guy's been pretty impressive.
Oh, it's been great. I mean, I think, you know, more importantly than the decisions and everything is how he's handled his football team and how they've, you know, he's got them focused. I think, you know, the one thing that really annoyed us all last year was the penalties. And, you know, the penalties are way down this year. I think, you know, when somebody does something, you know, he has an adjustment that he tries to make. And there's just a calm, I think, you know, within the team where, you know, he's got them believing in themselves and that they can go out there and they can find a way to win. You know, yesterday, yeah, give the Jaguars credit. They played hard. You know, they were a little shorthanded in the secondary and some other places. But, you know, any Sunday, you know, those are the guys that, you know, if they sneak up and bite you, then you sit there, you know, you spend the rest of the offseason going, well, we should have. Well, yesterday they didn't let it happen.
You know, Deke, you bring up the penalties, and specifically, it felt like the Browns had a million, like, personal fouls last year, late hits, all that stuff, and everybody gets a few of those. But it seemed like the Browns were getting multiple those type of penalties last year. And this year they've been few and far between. They're really dumb penalties.
Oh, yeah, and I think, you know, obviously getting Greg Robinson out of here was one of the, you know, first steps to make sure he didn't get him. You know, we've seen Wills have a couple offsides and things like that. But, you know, if he's been called for holding, it's maybe one or two times all season, and that's pretty solid when you got a left tackle that, you know, everybody wants to take a piece at. Because they figured, well, he's the rookie. We'll try and see how good he is. And he's held up tremendously.
You know, Baker missed some throws in this game. And he's been kind of up and down this year. But he does seem to be playing better. Where are you with Baker Mayfield, Doug?
Well, obviously there was about three or four throws yesterday that, you know, they were as wide open as you could be. And, you know, but there were some other throws where, you know, he really threaded the needle. And, you know, I just think just a little bit more consistent. And, you know, I think teams have taken away some of the bootlegs. They start running people up the field to make sure that he doesn't come back out the backside. But, you know, with that said, you know, this is a new offense. This is his third offense in, 3 years. And, you know, there's got to be a lot going on in your head when you're trying to sort things out. And, I think, you know, he continues to improve and, but he hasn't turned the ball over in the last three games. So, you know, that was the thing that, you know, some of those throws you were wondering about. But, you know, as long as he doesn't turn the ball over, you know, I think, you know, it's improvement.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. It's baffling, though, D, because, yeah, there are moments where Baker makes throws and you're like, wow, that's a great throw or a big third down play. But some of the misses are such easy plays, you know, for an NFL quarterback, that it's hard to explain. Like, that, I mean, has there ever been a worse miss than Higgins in the end zone? He was wide open. How does he miss that throw?
I was tempted to call Sipe today and ask him, is it tougher to, you know, when you got a guy that's so wide open that, you know, you blow the layup, or is it, you know, tougher when you got a guy in tight coverage? Because, you know, having not played that position, you know, it's kind of a strange thing. But, you know, I think sometimes, you know, Baker, you know, he really functions on a lot of adrenaline. And I think sometimes he overcooks it. And, you know, I think a couple of those throws were cases where he had it overcooked.
Yeah, I do think he has I think a much better attitude this year. I thought he was too cocky last year. And I think this year he's been much more humble. I think he admits when he doesn't play well. I think that's good. I think that's good to see, because if you admit you're not playing well enough, it means you know you got to get better. I didn't see that last year. I think we have this year.
And I think you can put that part of that in Kevin Stefanski's resume of what he's done to, you know, help Baker. I think, you know, he's held everybody accountable, but, you know, he's also been where he doesn't trash him, you know, through the papers, you know, like, you know, maybe Bruce Arians does to Tom Brady. But, you know, it's one of those things where he just there seems to be a chemistry between him and the coaching staff.
Doug, let's talk a little bit about this defense. And, you know, have they improved? I know the other couple of games prior to this, there was weather factors that made the score pretty much low scoring. It was kind of tough to evaluate the defense at that point. But this game, Jacksonville comes in. Mike Glennon, not a great quarterback, but he had a lot of success passing. Do we see the defense improving? And listen, and I know they didn't have Myles Garrett or Denzel Ward in this game, but I'm curious your thoughts on this Browns defense.
Well, you know, it's tough to evaluate when, you know, you've got the people down that you have. You know, obviously they had different plans for the safety position, you know, but injuries, you know, kind of hurt him there. You know, obviously, as you mentioned, Miles not being there, Denzel not being there, that hurts. I think, you know, linebacker is the one that, you know, you kind of said, well, they've, you know, got to upgrade there. But, you know, those guys, you know, make plays. And I, you know, yesterday was one of the few games they didn't get a takeaway. You know, one of the few games we were on the negative side of the giveaway takeaway. But, you know, they do a good job of keeping things in front of them. And, you know, they've tackled well, you know. And, you know, we talked last year about, you know, a lot of people said Joe Schobert missed a lot of tackles. You know, I didn't see Joe Schobert missing that many tackles. And, you know, yesterday, you know, Schobert shows up for Jacksonville and makes the big play when he, you know, he knocks the ball out of the tight end's hands. But, you know, I think, you know, this defense has a pretty, you know, good ability to really grow when you get everybody healthy and back. You know, next year, you know, and then, you know, you go in free agency and you go in the draft and you add the pieces and parts. But, you know, you compare this defense to what Pittsburgh does. You know, we got a ways to go. But, you know, Pittsburgh is, you know, when you play those guys, you better bring your fasten your chin strap because they're going to, you know, bring it to you. You know, all of a sudden Vernon has been a factor the last couple weeks. But, you know, you want more consistency, you know, throughout.
Deke, we were talking about Nick Chubb before. I mean, you can talk about Nick Chubb and just go bananas about him every week, right?
Oh.
You've been either playing or with the Browns organization for a long time. You've watched football for a long time. You know, for me, I've seen the NFL for 42 years. You know, I'm 49, but obviously I don't remember from when I'm 3 and 5. But anyway, I said before, to me, Nick Chubb already is the best running back the Browns have had since Jim Brown. I know they've had a lot of good running backs. You've seen a lot. You've blocked for a lot. Certainly in my 40-plus years of watching football, I think he's better than anybody the Browns have had. Are you buying that? Is he the best running back they've had since Jim Brown?
Yeah, I think, you know, probably, you know, obviously Leroy Kelly's in the Hall of Fame, so you can't take away, you know, that from him. But, you know, the thing about it is he just doesn't go down. I mean, you know, you talk about second effort. Well, he's got second, third, fourth, and fifth. And I remember Gene Hickerson, who was a Hall of Fame guard here and played with Jim Brown. You know, he used to tell me that Blaine Collier used to say, just get your body on the defensive lineman because nobody's going to tackle that big horse with one hand. And I think that could be said of Nick Chubb, too.
All right, we've got a couple of tough games coming up here, obviously. Titans, Steelers, Ravens. What can we learn about Baker Mayfield the final, you know, handful of games here, and certainly the tough games?
Well, I think, you know, where we've grown from point A to, you know, point B. I mean, at the beginning of the season, we got smoked pretty good by those. And I mean, to the point that, you know, I think our points for and points against, you know, we still are the only team with a winning record that has given up more points than they've scored. And I think, you know, those were the two games that, you know, kind of made it so lopsided because all our games have been relatively close. So, you know, how we stack up to them compared to where we did at the beginning of the season to now, you know, and both those teams have been in the same systems for many years. They drafted the same system. You know, we've obviously got a new front office. We've got a new coach and new coaching staff. So, you know, and no off-season program this year because of the corona, I think it's an opportunity to really see, you know, how much we've improved.
Yeah, the Browns and the Raiders, the only two teams over 500 with a negative point differential, but the Browns are 8-3. And the Raiders are just 6-5, but yeah.
Well, I mean, the Raiders kind of blew that on yesterday. Up until yesterday, I think they were ahead.
Yes. All right, D. Good stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving.
We did. Did you?
Likewise, Doug. Yeah. Thank you, man.
And, Bo, my best to your wife, please.
Thank you. She's getting out of the hospital tomorrow.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah, thanks, D.
Okay.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, D.
Doug Deacon. Great to chat with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!